Every conversation's debates in relationships. We the topic of discussion. What's the gossip? Who she loving? This tea get hotter when you touch it. Forget about that he saying that she said. Tell me what the street said. Got them tuned in, they running back. Just like a DJ. What you bring to the table?
Welcome back to the reality table with your girl Big Lex and my co-host
Josh Pyle checking in. Yes.
We got some amazing people here today. Our guest, Miss Nina Packer, and Miss Alexia, my twin.
Yeah, two Big Legs in the building.
Okay, the biggest. Oh, your thing, do say Big Legs. Hey, when I see Big Legs, hold up. Who is this? Okay, well, we're just going to dive right into it. The topic is going to be reality versus perception. Social media. Yeah. What is the importance of social media to you? Do you share the good and the ugly on social media? Why or why not? Does your reality match the perception you share to the world? Do you feel like you need to share every aspect of your life on social media? Why or why not? So you pick which one you want from that, but basically that's what it's about.
Okay. So for me, I definitely don't share everything on social media. It's not safe. You know? I mean, I think we've seen enough case studies, you know, enough situations to know, like, you cannot report in real time and you cannot, you know, like, tell everybody everything. I mean, I remember, what was it, like, 2 years ago when all the celebrity homes were being home invaded, right? They had a whole list. And I was thinking to myself, how is this happening?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then eventually it got reported out, like, you know, they watching the social media. They making that list and they watching social media. So, nah, that's not me. I don't do it. Now, maybe people with a bigger audience and who feel the need, like if their revenue model is based on that, then I get it. But I don't.
What about you?
I'm the complete opposite. I think when it comes to my business, I post the ups and the downs. So as a social media influencer, it's extremely important to show people the lows in the business too. For me, my audience actually loves my transparency. Like that's, you will be surprised how many followers I get just from the negative stuff I post. To them it's negative, but to me it's just business. So I know that if I have a, like realistically speaking with entrepreneurs, high level entrepreneurs anyway, when you have high level months, you got to know it's downs that come with those too. So for instance, with my car business, I could do $30,000 on my car business, but hell, I might get two cars stolen in the mist. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to not post that my cars got stolen, but show y'all I made $30,000. So when it comes to my business, I'm for posting the highs and the lows of the business, but to my personal life, like y'all can't see nothing personal.
Yeah.
The most they might see is like something of my daughter, something fun with her, you know, because that is my lifestyle, but when it comes to, like, my relationship or what I'm doing, like, I keep that type of stuff off. Because, like she said, it's not safe. And ultimately, like, people will use it against you. So it's like let's hold that down. So I don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the brand consistent posts make sense for me.
Yeah.
You know, so my brand, you know, I work with other people's brands, right? So I run a lot of foundations for high-profile people, you know, school districts, stuff like that. So a lot of my work is, you know, I'm always thinking about other people's brands as I do what I do, you know? So for me, I have to be a little bit more careful about what I do, what I put out there in terms of the negative stuff. So I typically don't put the negative stuff out. I will always put out the highest and best for my clients. But, you know, when I'm talking about my kids, I have a hashtag Raising Amazing. Everybody knows that's my brand. They may not know me very well. They probably don't know what I do, but they know them kids.
And
they get the whole Raising Amazing of it all because I post all of their, everything that they do, all their accomplishments, because I want people to see Black excellence. Yes. That's my brand. So
that's amazing.
That's me.
My brother. Look at him.
Welcome. My bad, man.
Vet.
What's going on, man? That Atlanta traffic was on.
Love
put the wrong address in, my bad, man.
Glad you're in the building.
Glad I made it, man.
No, that's all good.
Appreciate it.
It's all good.
Thank you.
So let me ask you the question. For anybody who doesn't know, this is Mr. Anthony Morrow.
How you doing?
NBA vet, played for the Warriors, played for the Nets, played at Georgia Tech, played everywhere, played for a couple teams, played for the Hawks, right? Played for OKC. Okay. Shooter onto entrepreneur. Y'all know I can't say stuff right.
Mixing it up.
The question is reality versus perception. What is the importance of social media to you? Do you share the good and the ugly on social media? Why or why not? Does your reality match the perception you share to the world? Do you feel like you need to share every aspect of your life on social media? Why or why not?
I don't believe you should. Me personally, sharing every aspect of your life on social media is like a recipe for disaster. Not just for you, with kids, family, significant others. It's just a lot, especially if you're already in the public eye. Like, you know, I always felt like you got to pull back. But also, like, what you do see of me on social media is really who I am. But I get to choose what you see, you know, especially like with my kids. You know, when it comes to anything business or brand wise, like, that's got to be put out there because you got to promote yourself and your companies, your businesses, your initiatives. So I think that's important. But I really do think it's a thin line between that because you can get caught up. It's almost like a drug, that social media and that clout stuff. I hate that word, but that's exactly what can turn into that out of nowhere. And that'll affect, you know, other aspects of your life, even your businesses. When people look at, like, that's what your brand is associated with. And maybe you don't want that to be a part of one part of your life, but it's affecting another part of your life because you're so locked in on it. But, yeah, I think it's very important to keep reality right now because everything is so fabricated and chalked up to be something that is not. People get on social media and they turn into people that they're not in real life. Then they battling with themselves now. You know, you see kids going through that. You know, really, children, the youth are going through that more than adults. They don't know who they are. You know, I'm supposed to be this every day on Instagram. And then you go home when the cameras is off or your phone died, you got to be somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know, that's damaging to a lot of people. So I think it is very important to separate reality versus, you know, virtual reality. You know, you got to keep yourself.
I think, too, like, people get caught up in the cap. And I think because the city that we live in, it's so bad.
The cap is bad?
She came after you.
The cap
city.
Is bad in Atlanta?
Oh, this is my city, too. Like, I'm born and raised here, straight from the west side. So
he gets so mad.
This is my city, but
why are you mad?
Holy man, she capping.
She capping. People come, like, we got a lot of visitors. It's rare that you find somebody, like, you'll ask, hey, where you from? It's rare that you'll hear somebody say, I'm from Atlanta, right? Yeah. Born and raised. It's really rare. Like, a lot of people that I meet, whether it's business or personal, they're from out of town. So people come here, like, Atlanta, the real Atlanta, we not like this.
The real Atlanta.
We not like this. We really not like this. If you're from Atlanta, if you know, you really know. But I think that I tell my mentees this all the time, like, you really got to be careful what people show you on Instagram. Because, like, mm-hmm. he said, people go behind that camera and you'll be at home sliding down the corner crying.
Yeah.
But people think you're so happy and they think your life's so glorious because you got the car. Even the girls with the cars in the bags, mm-hmm. y'all know. Like, y'all, let's talk about it. You know, like, y'all mental health is trash. Y'all only got cars and bags. Like, you have no heart. You have no soul, pretty much. So I have to, like, even let my mentees know, like, be careful what you see on social media. Because these people, I've seen it in real life. I'll tell you this. Mm. 2 weeks ago, this girl booked my Airbnb. And now this thing is going on social media, the digital marketing, right? So many people are doing digital marketing. Like, make $10,000 and I made $200,000 this month. Like, I don't knock nobody hustle. But she booked the Airbnb and she booked one of my units. And it's so crazy because her video came across my Explore page. So she booked the Airbnb and her caption was, let me teach you how I'm able to drive a luxury car, live in a high rise in the city of Atlanta, and make over $20,000 a month. But she was in my Airbnb. It was not her hot rise.
Oh.
But somebody would believe her. You get what I'm saying? So it's so easy to fabricate on social media. It's easy. I don't believe stuff I see. Like, you're gonna have to show me in real life for me to believe it.
Wow.
Today's time. It's so bad. It's bad. Yeah,
that's real. It's crazy.
What do you think, Josh?
So for me, I look at social media a little different. And I don't want to say it's a brand thing. but when I chose to use my platform for healing. So then I looked at areas in my life that were challenging. So relationships being one.
Yeah.
Being a father, being my other area. And along with the journey, obviously I talk about my faith and just different things like that, but I'm very transparent intentionally because I feel that there is a need for that. You know what I'm saying? And I've had people hit me and be like, bro, you're doing too much, right? But for me, I could give zero F's because I know the healing that comes from that.
Yeah.
I know that there are fathers out there that are going through things. So when I go live and I'm with the police in real time and I'm dealing with something and I'm not getting my daughter and I'm showing another gentleman how to properly document what you're supposed to say, things you're supposed to look out for.
I like that.
It might piss off some people, but over time I've noticed that it's like, man, I hate that that's happening, or man, kings, we got to be better, or queens, like, what are we doing? And it's not just a me thing, because there are women who are going through their challenges in regards to parenting as well. So I'm not saying, again, we to put everything out there, but I am strategic in regards to what it is. Because the other part, too, is like people see, you know, we got successful people, right? Yeah. And they're used to seeing the highs. And you got to sometimes hit them with like, nah, like how you just said, like, yo, I might make 30 one month, but it might be 10 the next month. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. So for me, I always want to show that, or I always want to express that, because I don't want nobody feeling like I'm on some type of pedestal. Like,
right.
One of my slogans that I tell people is like, I am you.
Right.
I come from brokenness. I come from trauma. I come from pain. I come from abuse. I come from whatever it is you think, but I'm showing you what the other side looks like.
No, and I totally agree with that, especially on the parenting stuff. Like all the time I was raising my kids. Now, one thing about it for me, I'm not going to be that baby mama on the internet telling you all the business. I'm not doing that because it is not going to get us anywhere, right? But I do share about like some of the tough parts of the journey, like over all of the years, right? So I'll share, you know, how well the kids are doing, et cetera, et cetera. But I'll also give nuggets and say, hey, look, you know, I pray about this every day. You know, don't think that it's just sweet. You know what I mean? Because people could think that. They could think, oh, well, of course your kid's doing great because they daddy got money, whatever, just to be real. But I make sure that people know that that ain't got nothing to do with it. It's like, they go through stuff that I still have to help them deal with. My youngest daughter, she's in college now. She's a sophomore at USC now. And, but when she was like two, it was a pre-K class, right? You know, she had a teacher that made her feel like, you know, challenged basically, because she was a very strong-willed kid even then. So the teacher wanted to shut her down and wanted to do all that. So I tell the story about how, you know, the teacher was calling me, trying to get me ramped up, you know, saying, oh, she's a reluctant reader, you know, trying to make it seem like my child was going to be slow, right? So I'm thinking to myself, right, if I'm not me, which I'm highly educated, you know, this child comes from a highly educated home, both parents, grandparents, everybody, right? That reluctant reader is not a possibility, right? So, but I think sometimes when, especially from the entertainment side, this is what, when I get candid, I try to dispel the myths about being in the entertainment space, thinking that you're only about certain things, money, fame, whatever, right? No, let me get you these real facts and let you know that we're going through these things. So I had to make decisions about her educational well-being, and I chose then to go forward and let people know about some of those steps so that they can know as they see her, you know, developing and winning. Also remember those times where she had a teacher that told her she wasn't going to read. You know what I mean? Like, so I think, especially on the parenting side, you know, on those co-parenting relations, I mean, I think everybody comes from a different space, right? And the level of comfort that you bring is different from mine.
No, for sure. And the other thing that I do that's strategic is I'm trying to promote healing.
Yeah, I like that.
So because I'm trying to promote healing, I can still be transparent. I can still be vulnerable. But I'm not doing it in a way that's bashing the, you see what I'm saying? Because a lot of people tell their truth, but then it's demeaning another individual. So I don't even go that route. So it's like, for example, I had a situation where I'm like, yo, I'm frustrated. I got to keep wasting my time because I got to call police. I'm not getting my daughter. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I only want to be on a better page and a better space with mom. Mm-hmm. I'm praying for mom. I don't want no problems. I still got love for mom because it's for my daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how I promote the message. Mm-hmm. But I still got to get the people the steps because after that, my phone's blowing up,
right.
DMs blowing up because they're like, bro, I literally was just thinking about that. I'm going through the same thing and I don't know what to do. I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The system, all of these things, because now my situation is so bad. It's bad. One of my situations is bad. The police are now showing up because everybody knows us.
That's crazy.
And they're so frustrated. They're so frustrated. One officer, listen, just within the last year and a half, we've had 30 plus calls.
Gee.
Between you two. What are y'all doing? What are we doing? And I said, well, sir, I feel your frustration. I said, but we can't get in front of a judge. I filed paperwork. I've been waiting a year and a half to go just for the original thing that I filed. That ain't got nothing to do with the new contempts, right? Now, she has her side. I got my side.
Yeah.
But if you go and look, the only reason I'm calling y'all is because I'm not getting my daughter. I'm not calling y'all to be petty. I'm not calling y'all for no other reason. I just want my child. I'm not here to speak for whatever she's on. But if I could just get my daughter, I wouldn't bother y'all, right? So it's frustrating, but I want to make sure I'm intentional about that.
Yeah.
Because that's also a part of my story when I go talk to the youth and I'm, you know, and you being real, you got young athletes in the room, but you got just youth in general. Yeah. And I'm like, bruh, I'm here to tell y'all what this looks like.
Yeah.
Multiple kids by multiple women. Like I didn't intend for it to be this way, but you can learn from my decisions and how to do something different. You know, that's also the other way I package that too, because there's a positive side to it, man, and people need to know that it's okay because they look at you and they feel like everything just happened easy or just like for you, it's like, bro, like you had everything you need, and it's like, nah, bro, y'all really don't understand, bro. I come from what you come from.
That's right.
Please don't get that
That's
twisted.
That's the part right there.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what? I shouldn't even have to lead into the room to be like, bro. Grew up in College Park off Gabby, you know, moved to Riverdale South. Like, they'd be like, what? You from, yeah, bro.
You from Green Gap?
Man, listen.
Let's talk about that. We can talk about that. We coming back to that. Don't let me leave that.
I think it's beautiful, though, Josh, because the branding and the transparency, because if we think about most men, I think most men feel like when it comes to healing that they don't, that it's not a safe space. So if you think about healing, healing is for women. You don't really hear men talk about like, I need to heal, because women perceive like it's this thing where like you just got to be a man. Like little boys, like the boys, I tell them, you can cry. Like you can cry. I think sometimes as women, we'll tough up our boys, like, don't cry, you're not supposed to cry. Yeah. But then they get older and then they suppress all their emotions. So a lot of men that grow up in the trauma they go through, the things they go through, a lot of things that you go through with women is due to things that you've been through in your past. It could be your mom. Yeah. It could be your sisters. It could be, I don't know, Melissa. It could be anything. So I think that the beautiful thing I like about your story and what you promote is, I know it helps a lot of men because I've seen it. I've been to the courthouse. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. And it gives men a safe space to heal. I wish more Black men are in a space where they're like transparent. Like, I need to heal. I'm traumatized.
Yeah.
I'm down. Like, dang, I don't had five kids by four baby mamas. I need to do better. Like, please don't do this. But I think a lot of men think that that's okay, because men, we can have one kid a year. Y'all can go have 50 kids in 1 year.
That's right.
And that's to your point. That's the other part to the conversation, because we talk about social media, we talk about branding, we talk about what the messaging looks like. But I know for me, and I'm sure everybody can attest, like, you're seeing at least one negative thing on your platform a day, and that's just minimum.
Yeah.
So like when I look at it, it stems back, right? The hottest things on social media right now, other than sports or religion, is money. You know what I'm saying? Or it's politics, it's business, or it's relationships.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, for me, I'm like, all right, cool. Let me see where my passions lie and just attack it that way.
Sure, okay.
Because I grew up, I wasn't a person that was going to talk. I wasn't on that type of time. If I didn't know you, I didn't want to be around. Like, there wasn't this just be open and being whatever. Like, even for me doing the thing, even it might look a certain way now, but trust me, like, I cut a switch on, I cut it off. Yeah. That's what people don't see. Like, I've gotten to a point where I can be, and it's genuine, don't get me wrong, it's like I'm putting on this fake. Like,
you just protecting your love, energy.
I do what I do, and then after that, it's like, it's off. Like, I go home, I got to recharge, you know what I'm saying? Because I understand what everything comes with. But that being open and vulnerable piece, man, is, for me, I feel like is a teacher, because I didn't even see this, but the thing with Cam. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like, jumping on Cam and he's
a 7-on-7 game.
And it's something that he's big on.
They were fighting
him. Now it's like, what do we do with that? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because you got people, and the effed up part is, excuse my language, the messed up part is, majority of the jokes was like, man, the hat stayed on. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, but then you got to realize, like, Cam is in a position. Yeah. And then luckily, guns weren't drawn. Luckily, mm-hmm. like, there's a lot of things that I think about, right? We got more people focused on the fact that, like, man, bro got hands, bro. Y'all said, and it's like, bro, y'all don't get it. What if that man would have lost his life?
But check this out. So that's my business. I run celebrity foundations, mm-hmm. right? Cam isn't one of my clients, mm-hmm. but he could very well be my client. So him doing a 7-on-7 for as long as he's done it,
yeah.
everybody knows that's what he's about. Everybody knows that's what his dad is about. They're in the community. That's what they've been doing. So I am shocked, appalled, and confused as to how we get to this place where he's been offering this opportunity
for years,
right? And everybody knows that it's an open door for people to, you know, get their skills up or showcase their skills and get to the next level, right? Be seen. So for them to come out there and decide that they're upset enough, disgruntled enough to just jump on the man, like, it makes people, other celebrities, not want to do it.
That's a fact.
It like, they'll be like, I'll keep my money in my pocket, I'll give it to people who know how to act, you know, or I ain't finna deal with all of that.
Mm-hmm. Right? But you know what's crazy? Did you see it coming though?
No.
So I feel like I kind of see it coming. Just the reason why. If you watch enough of his clips and you see the disrespect. We know as athletes, right? And I'm not sure how it is being, you know, entrepreneurs and stuff like that.
Sure.
But from an athlete standpoint, like, somebody will walk up to Ant probably 5 to 10 times a day, like, bro, I'll dunk on you. I'll do this. Yep. I'll do that. That, like, from that standpoint, we get that energy all the time.
Really?
All the time.
Kind of get numb to it.
I'm talking about you get numb to it. But when you watch the videos of Cam being in his space, and these young men are like, it's one thing to be competitive. It's another thing to be, like, disrespectful.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
And it's like, it's like, over time, that disrespect just keeps getting bigger and bigger. I don't know what happened in that moment, but I would like to assume that it got out of pocket. And then he probably was like, bro, who, like, got on that type of time. Right. And then something escalated. I don't know.
Because you still you.
Cause that's the thing people forget, man. Like, you in a responsibility. That's all of us. Even if you're not a face, or we still have a responsibility, because we're mothers, we're wives, we're fathers, we're even if you ain't got no kids and you're somebody's daughter, you're somebody's son, like, you have value in this world because you're here. And then it's like, people get out of pocket, and then you gotta always check yourself.
But let's talk about that part. Let's talk about that part. It's 2024, right? Mm-hmm. It's too much access to people. We've all can agree to that, right? Mm-hmm. Now let's say this was 15 years ago. How many people would have really saw what happened? Mm-hmm. How many people could Cam have probably paid off or whatever, and that we wouldn't even know about it?
True. Mm-hmm.
So to go back to the original statement, social media versus perception.
Right.
Whatever those kids or whatever perceived of who he is, and he might think he's better. He has a platform now. It could have been a situation where one of the kids was just wanting to say what, you know, anything that came out their mouth just to be heard and be seen. Oh, I'm the one that touched Cam.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or I'm the one that, guess what I did to Cam? Oh, you can see it on social media.
True. Mm-hmm.
That ain't reality. Because reality it could have went a whole different way.
Yeah.
But if it would have went a whole different way, Cam would have been in trouble.
Yeah.
when he didn't ask for that. But he has to still protect himself. And let's be real, these kids is wild these days. One of them kids could have pulled out a gun. Mm-hmm. One of them kids could have had their daddy in the bed, like what you did to my son.
The parent. Pop, pop, pop. Right.
Like, and it goes back to what I was saying, like, or back kind of what you were saying. You stated about a individual who makes it seem like this, but it's really this. Yeah. You know? Now, your following is huge, but meeting you, I could tell you live by what you post, mm-hmm. you know? And you probably, I'm sure, make revenue off of what you post. Mm-hmm. Whereas you got it going on, Queen. I did my homework on you. And your social media might not reflect that.
I wipe it.
Because you don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. You're in a different angle of your social media. You know what I'm saying? I could go to these two. They played pro. They social media reflect that. You know what I'm saying? Both, you know, he played with Kobe. He played with Steph Curry. So it's just kind of like my social media, it reflects I'm like the mayor.
Yeah.
I'm just talking.
I'm the mayor. It is.
But I want to say the original statement of social media reality versus perception, because I know people who have 4 million followers. And the way it is today, you can't even tell if they bought it or if they right. if they gained it or whatever the case may be. But because all you see is 4 million, people are going to subscribe to whatever they're selling.
Not really. Like, that ain't even true.
I ain't talking about you.
No, I'm saying, like, it's people with 4 million followers who don't make a dollar off their Instagram. Right.
But that's back to my point. It's 4 million. I'm telling you a personal. I know somebody who has 4 million followers.
Mm-hmm.
And because he has 4 million followers.
Can we put an address on it?
Nope. People are subscribing to whatever he's saying, no different mm-hmm. than the example you gave me, mm-hmm. and that person is probably not making that.
No, oh, that's
because you just gave us a story.
Yeah,
that because I think I know who you're talking about. And the crazy thing is, I really believe that. Yeah. I believe that because I was around the individual. I'm like, dang, shawty ballin'. You know what I'm saying?
That's what
like,
you would think, and I did too.
But that's why I said it gets tricky because it's no different than representative. When you dating or when you dealing with friends or people that got it, you know, whatever, like that social media put on a fake representative too.
They do.
Everybody ain't who they say they are on social media.
So
how do you decipher?
So based on the conversation, right? How do we, just to kind of, you know what I mean, wrap it up, like this conversation, goodness, so good. It went so great.
Yeah.
But just kind of going around, what do y'all feel? At least one or two tips. I'll start with you, man. Like, what do you think is one or two things in regards to rules,
like social media rules
and responsibility, and as far as your platform, but like, what do you plan on doing with social media?
I mean, like I said, me personally, man, I think it's like the Wild Wild West. They got to regulate some of this because scammers, number one, and just a lot of fake businesses, you know, you see a lot of people getting in trouble during COVID with the PPP and all that stuff, the loans. And it's like social media played a huge role in that when you can't get out in society and everybody's just on their phone and social media scamming away, you know. So I think that's one thing, boosting the rules on social media when it comes to that, because like she said, anybody can do anything and be anybody. Sell anything, sell dreams, you know, it's not real. And people gonna buy because people want hope. We're in a recession right now. So people will buy that, you know what I'm saying? Whatever they think, you know, it's gonna be some quick money or some quick success. I think that's number one. And then the other one is just a morality thing. You know, it kind of starts with the community, like the parents. It gotta be some structure when it comes. But my children, like social media, is like, all right, it's restrictions. Because I know you're going to go to school. They're going to show you anyway, somebody who parents don't care. But in this house, you're going to have some structure when it comes to this social media and these platforms and right. your brand. You know what I'm saying? So, and like just instilling that in your kid. Like I instill that in my 15-year-old daughter and my 11-year-old son. Like you need to know what you're doing when you get out here on these platforms and showing people what you're doing. You know, because it's going, you being 15 is going to reflect you. It may resonate when you're 23, 24 years old. One thing you put out,
yeah,
you got to really think about that. So those are like the two points, I think, that we can start there. You know, I think.
No, that's good. Lexi, what about you?
I mean, like, that he pretty much said it all, but I would say two rules. For me, like, I'm for the people. So I know my social media is real life. You know, like, I'm the receipt queen. You said I made how much? Oh, let me show you. Mm. I'm the receipt queen. So I'm always for the people because I know it's a lot, especially in the Airbnb industry. Like, I was on Airbnb before it was a side hustle. Yeah, before it was a thing. So now that I see it's a side hustle, and as soon as somebody making $5,000, they want to start teaching. So I would say, I think because social media is now used as a platform for people to make money, which is amazing. But say I did credit, Lex did Airbnb, she a brand ambassador, and you doing Turo. You know what I'm saying? Like, and everybody want to start something that each of us doing because we all got receipts on our page. But one of us might be capped. Three of us might be capped. But because of what we showing, it looks good. Mm-hmm. So now you got all these people who working 9 to 5. People who want to have a quick come up, like he said, and they just want to find somebody who's doing something that's showing something.
Yeah.
But have you did your homework? You did your homework on her.
How did you, to your point, how do we decipher?
I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Number one, you need to make sure this person got receipts. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about real life receipts. So I'll give you an example. For the digital marketing thing that everybody's doing now, they're taking each other's screenshots and copying it, pasting it to their pages.
Dang.
Yeah. That's so famous. The marketing is real. Don't get me wrong, but I want to see your Shopify. I want to see your Stripe. Show me your companies. So they'll just crop out a number, the $30,000 or the $100,000 in the date. But I can use this. JP can use this, and you can use this. It's 100,000 people out here, more than that on social media. How will we know that I took JP's screenshot? How would they know that you took JP's screenshot? They wouldn't know because it's just a number. So now what I tell people, make sure that when you looking at receipts, it got a number on it. It got a company name or something because you're just buying something. Mm. So number one, make sure this person got real receipts. Number two, they need to have stories. Mm. They need to tell stories. If you just posting your, stop buying lifestyle. Mm. That's it. That's sums it up. I think people are buying too much into people's lifestyle. I can post, I went to Jamaica. I can go to Jamaica tomorrow, Lex, with $10 in my account. I could have been booked this trip 6 months ago when I had maybe $20,000. But I could have $10 in my account. But because you see me post, I went to Jamaica and I drive a C300 Benz, which $40,000, but to somebody who drive a Honda, that might be something luxury to them. I'm not talking down on a type of car, but I'm telling you the way that people think that work 9 to 5s. Because these are the people that they're tricking. They can't trick me. They can't trick you. They can't trick you. They can't trick you. They can't trick you.
They can't trick the mayor.
They can't.
They can't trick the mayor.
Not the mayor.
They can't trick us, though.
I'm going to ask.
Yeah, you're going to ask. So that's the main thing. Like, make sure this person is, their page is what it is, and stop buying into lifestyle. That's number one. Like, be careful buying into somebody's lifestyle. Number two, I would say, I think I really live by Lex. Like, people don't buy products. People buy people.
Mm,
you know, people do not. Because I can, one thing about me, like, people love me. And it's because, like, I'm a real person. But I work hard to be the woman that I am. Mm. So I love that I'm loved. Nobody wants to walk around being hated, right? Mm. So if I go sell airplanes tomorrow, I know people are going to buy it. Because it's me, right? Okay. You can go tomorrow and you can go run for mayor. But because Lex feel like she the mayor, people gonna believe
it. I'm the mayor, girl.
She's standing.
You get what I'm saying? Like, JB, I play with Kobe. People love you. I play with Kobe. People love you. I play with Steph. Mm. You could have not played with nobody that was big. Mm. People wouldn't feel the same way about you. I know that for a fact.
Facts.
Not you, but an individual.
Right.
So I would say, like, whoever you are buying it to, make sure that it's not what you see, that it's that individual. You gotta be. Social media is scary out
that
here.
That girl got passionate. I love it.
Social media is, because as an influencer with a lot of followers, like, I also see that other side of people who got a lot of followers but not really no influence. You could have followers, but you might not be influenced. You could be negative influence.
Mm,
so you just got to be careful.
What you think, Miss Nina?
I think we got to show up in real life.
Mm.
I mean, I learned that this weekend. I had a speaking engagement at a conference. And I didn't realize, like, everybody was coming up to me and they were like, oh, yeah, I saw that on your Instagram. Oh, yeah, I saw that on your Instagram. Oh, yeah, I remember when you were talking about that on your Instagram. But when I gave the talk, I gave them details that weren't part of the posting. You know what I mean? And it was more powerful because they had the visuals in their minds already of what I was already talking about. So they saw the victory. They saw the, you know, the outcome. But then I told them about the steps, the pieces, the parts, the lows, right? And then the highs. And then, like, you know, gave them the advice. And that built a lot of trust, right? I think showing up in real life also means that, like, you know, yeah, okay, maybe I'm not always posting about the work, the brand, the specific things. Maybe I am just talking about the kind of day I'm having.
Right.
So people understand the human that I am. And, you know, I ain't a mayor, but I'm me though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And I think people appreciate the fact that I'm very real. And sometimes they don't expect that. And I find that I'm up against a pre-existing narrative, like a prefabricated narrative, right? So sometimes people think they know your story. Oh, okay, you was married to this, that, and the other. So they kind of put you in that housewives box.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? Which we didn't have that 15 years ago. Maybe 20, however long it's been. I don't know. But, you know, and I'm, you know, I'm all for the brands, those franchises, and the networks that put them on, because inadvertently I eat off of that too. Mm. But at the end of the day, that's not me. Never was me. Never was going to be. No offense. But ultimately, I find that it's harder for me to just step up and say, hey, I'm Nina Packer and, you know, blah, blah, blah. They don't believe that off the rip. So right. I have to constantly keep at least some level of a feed going of what is real in my life, because I felt like there was a time where I wasn't posting and I was putting nothing out. And it was just crazy. Like, people, I would show up in real life and people had a whole perspective that was like crazy.
Definitely.
Yeah. So show up.
Show up. Jay Pizzle.
Well, I think everybody, what y'all said was so powerful. I feel like another thing to kind of think about is know who you are prior to even wanting to get involved with social media. Because then it helps you with your perception on life and everything else. Because you know where you're going. You know what you want to do. You know what you want your brand to look like or what you want to associate yourself with. Or some people that's on social media that are just on there for fun. They live in a whole different life. They're successful, got all kind of stuff going on, but they use it as a form of entertainment, you know what right. I mean? And not getting so caught up in a certain thing. So I feel like for me, it's important for people to really understand who they are. That's why when you know, these people are living the lives that they live in, it's because they have no identity. You know, they're in a crisis. So, you know, the better we can address and understand those things, the better we can use it. You know what I'm saying? All day. For me, my platform is all about healing. Everything. I come from brokenness. I know pain when I see it. I understand trauma. I understand anger. I understand all of these things. But I want to use my platform to help heal, help bring people together, no matter what that looks like. You know, the book that I wrote, you know, the podcast or the interviews or just whatever, like just everything being a part of healing. That's why I like my foundation. I'm so passionate about that work.
Yeah,
because yes, ma'am.
He's just not saying so.
21 reasons to give, but I'm super passionate about that work because I'm using that to bridge the gap. I want to bring people together, all walks of life, and I've done things globally. Like, you know, it's not just here in Atlanta, stay here in Atlanta. I've done things literally worldwide, and that was a part of my initiative. So I think it's dope and amazing, you know, to share, you know, and have these conversations with beautiful people like yourself. You know, thank y'all for everything that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And thank you for what you've done, being a brother to me. You know, Les, my spiritual and physical sister. God bless you. You already know what it is. Big Lex. And you too, Queen. You know what I'm saying? Because we're all serving in our own right. You know, and I think that's something that's beautiful too, man. There is no right way or no one way to do something. So I'm glad that, you know, people get to see that. And that's the importance of this platform. That's the importance of these conversations, to be able to show that.
Thank you.
OD.
I'm going to say for me, it's just don't read so much into social media. And I'm going to leave it there because we can go in a circle and you could be the real Lex, you could be the real Aunt, the real Nina, the real Josh, but it is that other side. And you really can't tell. Like, I can hear everyone here is passionate and honest about what they're saying, but what about the people we don't know? right. you know, that keep reaching out to us and want to do something, whatever with us. You can't really decipher. That went back to my initial point. Like, I ain't got time to do the homework on everybody.
Can't do it.
I don't. And I don't want to. But I'm going to try to look at a few things. And if I feel like, I guess you say the spirit is telling me or reach out or receive, you know, we go that way. But for me, I just feel like just be you and don't read so much into social media. And if it can benefit you, cool. If it don't, cool too. Let's just act like it wasn't there. And I think that's just where it lies. In respect to this conversation, I'm not going to play the little game called The Game because this game is real nasty.
Oh, and, let's play. What you mean?
It don't matter.
Oh, I ain't seen this before. I watched y'all show before.
I didn't see it before.
Okay, well,
she
listen,
made a business decision.
The Lord has spoken to us.
Now y'all got me curious.
Okay, well, the Lord just told me in the background that they want to play the game. So I'm going to go with that Lord.
What God and, you serve? You see?
I'm serving the Lord of this show, which is the production manager, which who told us to proceed with these games.
Okay, let's see what
so
we got.
This game is called The Game. We're going to sum it up real quick.
I can't wait.
You got to answer
everybody the question. Everybody get a question.
Yep, you got to answer the question truthfully or later.
Ms. Packer take a gonna shot. She's going to pull that one.
What you got?
She want to take a shot. Nina want to take a shot.
Take a shot anyway.
We
got to
talk about it.
I thought you needed to lead with that, but go ahead.
I will say this. Don't get offended by these questions because I didn't know you guys. So, Mr. Ant,
all the disclaimers, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, let's mix it up.
Get the shot glass ready.
I don't even know what the game is.
And that's if you don't answer it truthfully, or if you don't want to answer, you got to take a shot.
I got the
just
rules.
Pick one out,
I'm
King.
Clear.
And then
JP
you got to pass it.
JP is out of here.
Is that one or two? Oh, no.
Okay.
Multiple
NDAs.
Okay, y'all ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we ready.
What was the most embarrassing thing that you ever did while on a date?
That's my question.
You pulled it, didn't you?
I thought, I'm like, is that not a show question? The most embarrassing thing I ever did on a date?
He farted. I could tell.
You said what? Nah, not that. That's bad. Damn. It's not something I did, but you know, like Wells Fargo put them blocks on your card.
Fraud alert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I had to go in the back, you know, and it was like I didn't really know her that well. So I had to go on it. And it wasn't really a problem, but that was pretty embarrassing. You know, they took the block right off and it was cool. But she had to sit there for like 15 minutes when I went.
Probably went to call a friend about. No, I'm just fine.
No.
Yeah. No, that's what she probably could have been thinking.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Somebody thought I left.
Get at the aunt so he can read.
So this is food.
Just read it.
Josh, you okay?
Yeah, I'm over here sweating.
Got some anxiety.
What is your most absurd non-deal breaker in a relationship? That's
most
pretty
absurd.
Easy.
That's father, mother right there.
Non-telling
these questions.
Look at this camera, boy.
Yeah, it said non-deal breaker. So
what's
I guess
the most absurd non-deal breaker?
So I guess it's like, what is a deal breaker in a relationship?
What's the deal breaker?
What is your most absurd non-deal breaker in a relationship? Whatever you consider to be a non-deal breaker.
Meaning it don't really matter.
You'll accept it.
The most absurd thing I will accept? Dang, that's a good question. The most absurd thing I will accept?
You got some of that.
I don't try to think about it. Like, I don't be going for nothing. So the most absurd thing I will accept? I don't know.
What will you accept in general?
So what are you?
Honestly, like, I have really gotten to a point in my life, like my spiritual life, mental health, where like I don't be going for no BS, like zero tolerance for BS, like none. For real, for me, like I'll fight. Like you want to fight, I'll fight. Like we could fight. Don't hit me, though, but we can fight. I'm going to fight you.
So you would accept fighting?
Don't hit me, though.
Yeah, we can fight.
But you just beat them up.
Yeah,
he has to accept.
That's wild.
I'm going to beat Brother Jack up.
This is for...
I didn't give it to Josh. No, it's for you, but he going to read it.
Go ahead, okay.
Josh.
She said she's from Atlanta, man. West side.
She's from the west side of Atlanta.
You from Clayton?
The way she acted.
She said west side of Atlanta.
Ain't nobody
ever hit me. Oh, but the spirit is working. What's your secret fetish?
Spirit is working.
Because I'm telling y'all, bro, this is so light. All the questions been real light.
Hey, they got some crazy cameras cut.
Listen, you would have been like, oh.
Secret?
What's your secret fetish?
Oh, gosh.
She got a good one.
No, I don't have no good. No, I can't tell y'all the truth. Now, that ain't none of y'all business.
See what I'm saying?
You gonna take a shot,
well, I mean, you know, I told y'all, chill that shot. I need to chill. Because that's not going to be out here on the internet. Sorry, y'all.
Freaky.
Don't worry about that. That's my business. My kids wouldn't approve.
He ain't like he put out these questions, but...
They light,
though. You said they light?
They was crossing. Listen, man.
Okay. What's the strangest adult film category you've ever searched for?
What?
You at home by yourself at
home. Yeah, you spoke it into existence. You spoke it into existence, boy.
It's just you and that keyboard. Strange. The word is strange.
I'm glad I didn't get that question.
Like cameo. She's strange. I'll tell you later.
Josh, man, tread lightly, my boy. The spirit works. The spirit is working.
Nah, I'd be tripping out the little cartoon porn though.
Anime.
Hey, listen, bro.
What?
You went in search for it.
Listen, bro. Vilma be thick. You feel me?
So you typed in Mickey Mouse met. So you typed in.
Hold on, Scooby Doo, bro.
What's the search?
Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse doing? Listen.
I don't even
want to
know, bro.
Hey, y'all judging your boy. You feel me?
Good guy, bro.
I know who in here on that anime though. I see my partners looking. Look at. I know. Look.
Yeah, he laughed.
Everybody
laughing. Look too hard.
Because the real joints be too weird. Like, you feel me?
Is it the fantasy element?
The pizza lady, and I'd be like, bro, next person deliver my pizza. What they on? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll be on that type of time. Or used to. Used to. Yeah. Okay. All thanks to Father Mother.
Oh, okay.
Just for Lex.
The biggest.
Mm-hmm. Who in the room?
Whoa. Oh, let me get that back.
No.
Who in the room would be the worst person to date and why?
Oh.
That's tough.
Who would be the worst person to date and why?
She's looking around.
Is it the people up here or back there?
In the room.
Oh,
all these disclaimers.
I don't get offended.
I'm just going to take a shot later. So I don't think that's appropriate.
Okay, let's just do another one. Then.
Okay, do another one.
Oh, I know what's about to come out. She grabbed a short one, too.
Okay, no, I got a long one. Okay, we still relationship, period. Okay, how often do you think couples should have sex to keep the relationship strong?
I should have gave me that question.
That was good.
That's a great question.
You know what?
I think that...
Okay. Don't answer wrong.
At least 4 times a week.
Okay.
So you getting them cheeks clapped.
I ain't in no relationship, so I ain't doing nothing.
Minimum.
I said if I was, at least... 4 times a week. And that's what we're going to leave off with. Well,
good guys.
Okay,
I want to see what one of these other questions.
Hold on. Give me that. So,
come on, Josh.
You want to keep going.
Go ahead and wrap it up, Lex.
Well, I want to thank everyone, Miss Alexia, the biggest. Mr. Anthony Morrow, Miss Nina Packard, you better know it. Mr. Jay Pizzle. I want to thank everyone for actually coming to the reality table and sharing your stories and your honesty. It was honestly genuine. So as we wrap this up, I want you to see or tell how people can find you and what you got going on.
Well, Instagram, frontline fresh number two on Instagram, Mr. Anthony Morrow on Twitter. talking about like business.
And what you got going on?
Oh, well, DSP, own a fleet of Amazon trucks. AnthonyMallCharities.org. I have my initiative for 13 years. AM training, 456 basketball training. Real estate.
Hey, boy, you getting all the money, ain't you?
Digital investment, flexnba.com. Shout out to my people out in the Bay. And
why he being humble, own sense of style.
Own sense
you
of style.
See the brand.
Yeah.
You see it, tap in with my boy.
So that's everything.
My name is Alexia Wright, @_AlexiaWright on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. I am known as the Airbnb queen. I have over 30 properties right now. Mm.
Can I get one?
Can I borrow one?
Hey, I'm definitely getting one for my information after this.
I have a several car fleet. I also have a luxury party bus, vending machines, and I am just a serial entrepreneur.
Oh, you the mayor. Okay.
No, you're the
mayor. I'm the mayorist.
I'm Nina Packer. You can find me on Instagram at nina.packer. That's P-A-C-K-E-R. I'm Nina Packer. You can find me on Instagram at nina.packer. My website is ninapacker.com. My business is simple. I've been doing this for 20 years. Mm. I start nonprofits. I manage them. I raise funds. I develop programs. I grow them. I scale them. But, you know, I also work with for-profit entities that want to establish philanthropic endeavors, employee volunteer programs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you just go to my website and you can kind of see the breadth of my services and my work, and let's work.
Okay. Pizzle. He messy.
So messy.
No, I'm about to read all that.
Josh21Pyle on Instagram. JP21Reasons on Twitter. Josh21Pyle on TikTok. And y'all get you a copy of that book, man, What I Wish I Knew. Holla at your boy. The hottest thing out, Trust and Believe. We talking about relationships, man. We talking about growth. We talking about all that good stuff, man. And guess what? It's coming from an athlete. So don't that make you want to just kind of, well, what he going to say? What he got to say? Go cop the book, man. Books a million.
Barnes and Noble.
Barnes and Noble.
In the backyard.
Amazon.
Back of the trunk.
Back of the trunk. And we got the Kindle boys. We popping, man. Y'all, man, we going to get y'all any way possible, man. But pull up, man. Bestseller on deck. You feel me?
It is really good. I love it.
Hey! Good, bro. You feel me?
What can I say? The biggest. Instagram, Alexia Adams 24. Instagram, Lex Enterprises LLC. Instagram, Alexia Adams Drink to Shrink. Instagram, The Reality Table. Follow it. Snapchat, Alexia Adams 24. Twitter, Little Lex 24. I could keep going for days. If you tap in with the kid and you know my friends, you know, ISO yoga during the week, you know, I coach the men's team, first female AEBL history to win a championship. We back to back champs, you know. Salute to the gang. Reality Table, check it out. What you
bring? Every conversation's the base in relationships. We the topic of discussion. What's the gossip? Who she loving? This tea get hotter when you touch it. Forget about that he say and that she say. Tell me what the street say. Got them tuned in, they running back. Just like a DJ. What you bring to the table?